As I said, there's very much going on in our service today, but we don't want to skip over anything in particular. We noticed that, as I said to the children, the church has been beautifully decorated. There's very much here to remind us of Christmas coming, an Advent that is on its, we're in the midst of, I guess, and beginning today. And something that comes up every year, you know, and I've been doing this for a long time, but every year I get asked about the Advent wreath. So I did some research on the Advent wreath, and it's very new, the concept of the Advent wreath. From what I understand, it was basically put together around 1839, 1840 by a gentleman in Germany. And he was running an inner city, believe it or not, in 1839, an inner city youth program. And it was for young children. And as they approached Christmas at the beginning of December, the children kept saying, "Is today Christmas? Is today Christmas?" And so what he did to help them with this is he went out and got a cart wheel or a big wagon wheel, and he put 24 little red candles around it and 4 white candles, larger ones. So every day when they would gather together for prayer, he would light one of the red candles and say, "That's how many, see how many, all the unlit candles, that's how far away Christmas is." And then on the Sundays, he would light the white candle. And that kind of melded out into what we now have with 5 candles. And that matches what we do during Lent. And when we celebrate this Christ's crucifixion on the cross and the weeks that lead up to that. And during Lent, we light a candle every week as well, and they are purple as well, and purple is a royal color. Purple is a color of repentance and color of penitence in general in the church's history. So Advent is a time when we're anticipating Jesus' coming the first time and his birth, but it's also a time when we are to be reflective in that penitent sense. So the question that comes up is, why is there a pink one? Well, even during Lent, when we're supposed to be thinking sort of quiet, somber, sad thoughts, the third Sunday of Lent, the third Sunday of Advent, is themed after joy. And pink reminds us of joy. And pink is still in the same color category as purple. And I know that sounds kind of, I guess, well, anyway, that's the idea, is it's tying it together and the attempt to tie it all together. So that even though we're being repentant and penitent during these 4 weeks, one of those weeks, we don't want to forget the joy that Christ gives us. The Christ candle in the center is often lit on Christmas Eve or even Christmas morning. We do that on Christmas Eve here in our church. And then that candle is represented here on this candle that we light every week after Christmas. So when I say we're lighting the Christ candle this Sunday to remind us of Christ's coming to the world and being present in our worship, it's that Christ, white Christ candle that we light in memory of him, of his birth and coming into this world the first time, that we carry with us through the entire year. It's important, I believe, for us as Christian people today, especially in the modern world in which we live, to understand some of the things that we do and maybe almost take for granted. Yeah, we have an Advent candles and we have an Advent wreath. But why do we do that? Well, one of the things, as I said, is to remind us from week to week that Christ is coming. Christ changed this world. And in that sense, the purple is reminding us to be quiet and reflective in anticipation of that time when Christ was born, to be repentant of the things that we have done wrong in preparation for Christmas and ultimately as we move down in the year into Easter and Lent. It's important for us to understand what we do in our churches these days, because much of what is in church is here for a reason. Well, everything that we do in church is here for a reason. And sometimes as time has gone by, we've lost why we are doing certain things. It's interesting, in the years that I've been involved in so many different denominations and churches and congregations around Ontario and really across Canada, some of the churches I've gone to, they say, "We don't have an order of service, because we just let the Spirit guide us." And yet if I go to that church 2 or 3 weeks in a row, every Sunday they read some Bible scripture readings, and they have some prayers, they sing some hymns, and there's a sermon. And yes, they're letting the Spirit of God guide them, but there is an order of service. There's a reason that we do these things. There's a reason that we have these things put in a certain order. There's a reason we light these candles. And it's, if you spend some time and kind of understand why they're there, I think it helps us open up the depth of the heritage that we have inherited. And we are the people of God's Word. And the Old Testament, the New Testament, is a book of history in so many ways. It's a history, a historical account of God at work with His people. At God at work in the lives of God's people in a successful and positive way. That's why we read Scripture, to remind us that God is with us. These Scriptures that we read this morning, in particular in Isaiah, the people are saying, God, You hid Your face from us, and what did we do? We misbehaved. We didn't do what You asked us to do. Please show Your face to us again. Bring us back into the right way to living. Understanding Scripture and understanding the things that we do in church in the season of Advent is a time for us to renew the hope, especially that word today, hope. The hope that God gives us in Christ, in Christ's coming. The hope that our lives can change and do change. I wanted to point out, if you see the bulletin cover this week, the children in our Sunday school put this together. And every week across the next few weeks of Advent, we're going to have the children are designing different covers, each one with a different word, and today's word being hope. Our hope is in Christ. Our hope is in His life, living in our lives. Thanks be to God. Amen. God has enriched us in every way. Let us now come before God with our tithes and our offerings.